What about whether to use chemotherapy or trastuzumab in the tumors that are under a centimeter, you know, 8 or 9 millimeters? How do you make that decision, and where does the ER fit in making the decision?
Well, I'm glad you asked about ER, because in a way that makes it easier. When they're ER negative and nearing a centimeter in size, I don't have that much concern about overtreating if I give a standard regimen and trastuzumab. When they're ER positive, especially strongly ER positive, and they're going to get a pretty big bang for their buck, if you will, from adjuvant hormone therapy, the marginal benefit of chemotherapy and trastuzumab with the combined toxicity of all that is just not known, and I struggle much more in that setting. Typically, for the smaller tumors, I will simply give hormone therapy. But as they approach or exceed a centimeter, I become more and more willing to consider adding on the trastuzumab and chemotherapy.
I guess one of the problems is we have this sense that, or we know that the prognosis is worse with patients who have HER2-positive tumors. But I guess there isn't a huge amount of data specifically looking at 5, 6, 7 millimeters, ER-positive, ER-negative type of situation to give us precise numbers about exactly what their risk is. Is that your take?
We don't have data now, but there is a registration-type clinical trial being led by Dana-Farber that's looking at exactly that subset of patients and, in general, lower-risk HER2-positive patients to get an idea about what the real risk is. And that's going to be very important to help us decide if we can pursue clinical trials in that setting.